LessDoing.com. I think that it's time for your inner entrepreneur to come out and shine. Working with no limits, you know you're unstoppable. Flexibility and freedom, showing you that anything's possible. Plan, execute, and get it done. No stress, we have overwhelmology 101. LessDoing.com. My go-getters, make some noise. It's time to optimize, automate, and outsource. Woo!
Welcome back to the Less Doing Podcast. This is episode 414, and I'm your host, Ari Mizell. And today, I'm going to go on a little bit of a rant. I get very passionate when people talk about email as this thing that they struggle with. Every time I speak all around the world, and I ask people, what's your biggest productivity challenge? A lot of times, most of the time, they say email. Now, the email problem is not an email problem. It's a decision-making problem. And a lot of people use email incorrectly. They use it for things they shouldn't be using it for. And businesses in particular try to do way too much via email. So I saw a post in a Facebook group the other day, and it just pissed me off. So this guy basically said, hey, email's a beast for a lot of us. So I thought this is a pretty good message on an email footer that I saw today. Quote, in order to better serve our clients, I only check email between 8 and 9 a.m., and 4 and 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. This way, I can be fully present with all of you when we have meetings scheduled. For immediate assistance, please call our support desk. So this person posted this in this Facebook group and was touting this as a really amazing thing that this person had done and like commended them on it. And I said that I'd be willing to bet a lot of money that that simply isn't true. That's the response of a person totally overwhelmed by email who has no systems in place and has given up on the medium. Email isn't the problem. I was really annoyed by this because, so first of all, whenever you see an autoresponder from somebody that says that they only check email twice a day, they're probably lying. It's just the way it is. Most people who say that don't actually do that. Also, it doesn't address the issue. So to say like, oh, I'm only going to check email at these two times because it's so overwhelming, like I'm going to manage it that way, that's like an alcoholic locking liquor up in a cabinet in their own house, right? It doesn't address the actual problem. You still have an email problem in this case. All you're doing is, you know, limiting yourself from the temptation, I guess. It's also like if you're an overeater and you don't want to keep cookies at your house, like that's a good thing to do, sure. But it doesn't address the problem, and those problems will come out somewhere else. So he went on to say, well, maybe, but for myself, I recently switched to the approach of only doing email twice a day and only those necessary after my admin assistant has gone through them. This raised another red flag for me. He said, it's been a pretty successful strategy. I applaud the guy who had this at the bottom of his email. It's like, you know, it's crazy to me to think that this is a solution. But now this person is going on to say that they also have their admin manage their email. So I responded and I said, well, having your admin manage your email is another common mistake and a very poor use of human talent. At which point he got a little bit offended because he said that that was my opinion. And maybe that's how it works in my business. Of course, he doesn't realize that I've done this 1,000 times in 1,000 different businesses and dealt with people's email issues. Having an admin, having another person manage your email for you is such a bad use of somebody's time. It's almost insulting to have somebody else deal with your email for you because, again, it suggests that you have so little ability to manage your own email and, in my opinion, make effective decisions. But also, does this person have nothing better to do than to deal with your own communications that you can't handle yourself? Why have email at that point? Just tell somebody, hey, look, I don't manage email very well, and so I don't have email. I have an assistant, and you can email him or her, and this is the email address. And they will let me know if it's something that I need to deal with and how I can respond in kind. But at that point, just don't have email. If you're only going to check email twice a day because there's so much of it and you can't be present otherwise, don't have email. Then that's not such a crazy idea. It doesn't matter if you're a relatively, you know, junior person in your company or certainly if you're the CEO. You don't have to have email just because people have been using email for 40 years at this point. You can communicate by other means. And there's nothing wrong with telling somebody, if you need to get a hold of me, this is how to do it. You can use Slack, you can use Voxer, you can use WhatsApp, you can use text message, whatever it is, but you can choose the medium. It doesn't have to be email. So don't have email and do it badly. Just don't have it.
Otherwise, you're just creating more mess for other people. And again, to subrogate that responsibility to somebody else and have them spend their time to go through your emails to then tell you the three or four that you have to handle is terrible. Nobody should want that job, and nobody should be given that job. So either stop using email or just get better at using it. And we teach a number of different ways to do that, but that's not what this is about. This is about understanding that this is a medium that you can use to your advantage. So to put it into a box and say, like, I'm only going to touch it these certain times, again, it's a misappropriation of resources. And you don't deserve to have email if you're going to be doing that. Now, I'm sorry if this seems like kind of an extreme thing when we're talking about email, which might be really trivial for some people. But again, the email problem is a decision-making problem. Email is an unusual situation where you're presented with the opportunity to make thousands of decisions in a given day. And we really don't have that in any other circumstances in our life. And most human beings are pretty much good for about 24 decisions in a given day. So when it comes to email, they get very overwhelmed very quickly. Stop doing so much through email. Start using the right tool for the right kind of communication. And when it comes to actually processing your email, make effective decisions, something that we call the 3 Ds, which I've gone into on several podcasts and several blog posts before. Process email the right way. Use email the right way, and it will be one of the greatest productivity tools you'll ever have at your disposal. There's no other way to do it. Make it an effective day. Thanks for listening.
So what happens next, you may be asking? Well, whenever you're ready, here are 4 ways I can help you grow your business and get back your time. 1, join our free Facebook group, The Replaceable Founder. The 2nd is to get our free Replaceable Founder mini course. The 3rd one is to come to our next 1-day Replaceable Founder workshop in New York City. And lastly, you could apply to my Less Doing Leaders program. Simply send an email to oao@lessdoing.com, and through the magic of automation and some very smart beings, we'll get you going in the right lane on the road to replaceability.